Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, welcome to Nobody Panic with me, Stevie.
And me, Tessa. Coming to you live.
Live and kicking.
Kicking. I've realised at the start of most of these episodes, I always go to immediately like explain the podcast. And you always say, coming to you live. And for some reason, I've still not figured out that I should pause at that point. So you can say, coming to you live from the bunker.
Well, I should let you listen. Look, we're both at fault. I should let you...
No. I wasn't going to say anything. I was just going to be like, this is a podcast where we help you do things. Unhelpful. If you're listening, you probably already know that.
I think it does what it says on the tin. What's on the tin? What's on the tin?
What's on the tin today? It is 100 grams of restarting a friendship that's died.
Or the sort of more jovially lighthearted title, How to Restart a Friendship.
True. Because it also, friendships don't just die. And I think that's the thing. When you are, when I was younger, I thought that, you know, you had your friends and then you'd have them for the rest of your life, fine. And then if you didn't, that was like, oh my God, the friendship is dead. Mm. It's a very sad thing because a lot of my friends would have, you know, friends from when they were growing up and they would see them all the time still and like having this kind of group of girls that are with you, all guys that are with you for your whole life, the whole journey. In all the films, it's always like, I've been with you since you were in diapers, man. And you're like, oh wow, I want someone who saw me in diapers. But actually the reality is that people come in and out of your life. And so I've got some friends that I see maybe once a year that I grew up with that, you know, we don't call each other every week and we don't like go for drinks all the time, but they'll always be my friends. And then I've got other friends who I used to be really close with that I literally just don't see at all anymore. And I used to feel really bad about that. But it's like, no, that's what life is, actually.
Well, good to talk. Yeah, I think it's exactly that, isn't it? Of like growing up, is the older you get, the more you're like, oh, okay, friends will come and go. And then when you're at school, you see these people for 8 hours a day and then possibly the weekends as well. And so it's a big jump to leave school and realize, you know, you've got to, that a lot of the friendship was based on that shared experience. Mm-hmm. And then the older you get, the more that those shared experiences are harder and harder to find. And that's why you have your work friends and then your friends from competitive hockey or whatever you're into and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And then when you get really old and you have a baby, then your friends become other people with babies, you know, mm-hmm. because your shared experience now is babies. Your shared experience used to be both doing advanced math GCSE, you know, mm-hmm. and now mm-hmm. your pool of friends becomes, oh, babies.
It's just circumstance. That's all that is. And it doesn't mean that you don't like them anymore or that, you know, you can't be friends. You can jumpstart that whenever you want to. You just have to kind of put in the effort. But then there are some friendships that have, you know, you've had significant, like even like a breakup, or you've had a thing where you've very much were close and you don't speak. And I think we'll try and cover both of those today.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure there is a person, everyone listening, I'm sure has a person in their life that they would immediately spring to mind to be like, yeah, I don't see this person as much or talk to them as much as we used to. And we used to be so close and now we've just drifted apart for often nobody's fault, time, distance, jobs, relationships, all kinds of different things. And you're like, oh, that makes me really sad. And I would really like to restart that friendship, not just be like, oh, well, I guess that's gone, I guess. I guess being a grown-up is just mourning another friend gone. You'd be like, no, that you can get that one back again. You know, it's totally within your grasp. Before we dive right in, Stevie, what's your adult thing this week?
My adult thing is that I bought a phone because my phone stopped being able to call or receive calls. And I was trying to make a doctor's appointment and I couldn't. And I got really angry being like, the doctor called me, but like his phone was broken. And then my phone broke in the middle of the conversation. I was like, oh no, it was mine. And I have been in a very lucky position to when I was working at aforementioned online women's magazine, I got given an iPhone because I used to be a beauty writer and I would film little videos about like video reviews of lipsticks and foundations and I test them on my own face and stuff. And they gave it to me for that. And so then so that was like an iPhone 6. And then when the iPhone 7 came out, they updated it. So I got the iPhone 7 and I've had that for 4 years and then it broke. So I've actually, and before then I only had like £30, the worst phone. So you could, like, look, I love Motorola, but they've got 400 followers on Twitter and there's a reason for that.
Do they like, actually?
Yes.
Motorola.
It's very sweet. And I used to love the Motorola phones. They were £100. Great. But like, now I needed one proper. So I was like, oh, well, I guess now is my time. I'm going to buy an iPhone like the people of the world do. Went on the fucking website. It was like, they're so expensive. Like, oh my God. It was like £800 for the one that I was like, I'll probably buy that one. It's not the newest. But you know, it's like, Jesus, right? No, okay. I'm going to have to really. So then I've tried to go on Amazon and I was looking at all the reviews and like half of the reviews on Amazon when you buy them secondhand are like, they're great. And then the other half are like, probably this was stolen off somebody. Because, and you're like, oh my God, I can't even know. And so then I did buy one off Apple. And it was so expensive that I screamed while I was buying it. And I was like, well, at least it'll be really cool and great. And they just like transfer all the information over. So it just feels like my old phone. It doesn't feel any different. There's no excitement there. There's no joy. It's got facial recognition, which is so depressing. Because when I did the facial recognition picture, I was wearing makeup. And then this morning, when I looked rough as shit, it didn't recognize my face. So horrified by the entire experience. But that's what adulthood is. Spending so much money on a phone that you scream and then really...
Looking so dog rough that the facial recognition technology doesn't know who you are. What a journey we all went on there with you. Not helpful to you now, but eBay is a great...
No, Tessa, because you consistently, and I love you dearly, you consistently buy devices off eBay that don't work. And then you have to buy more appendages for them and you're in a cycle. And I thought it and I thought, be smart and save money. And then I thought, no, because I don't want to have to buy more things all the time. And I want a phone that works for like 5 years minimum. So there we go.
Look, you're so right. Buy cheap, buy twice. I was just thinking about this stupid thing that people say about measure twice, cut once.
What's that? Is that about drugs?
No, it's for when you measure and cut things with wood.
Okay. What's the relevance?
If you measure twice, cut once. Messages, be absolutely, if you're totally certain of your measurements and you get it right, you'll only have to cut it the once. You won't fuck it up.
Oh, okay, I hear that now.
You won't just be like, oh, that's 10 centimeters short and I don't know how, you know. So we're of the people who we're not even measure once, we're like guess once, cut 7 to 10 times
in the other room.
Yeah,
I don't have tape measure.
Measure it with this piece of ribbon ish and then it's too small, so you have to cut another bit and glue it on.
Yeah,
I back you. You know, it comes to a point where you have to buy the expensive phone so that you don't have to.
And it wasn't the most expensive, but it was certainly more expensive than I could have ever have dreamt that I would ever pay for a phone. And then I did think, well, I spend so much time on it. And I think that's the thing. It's like being an adult, you have to sort of prioritize. You start to have to prioritize what you're going to spend your money on. I remember the first thing I would do that with was makeup. And it was like, well, foundation is the most important thing to me because of my skin. If you've got good skin, if your lipstick's shit, no one cares because you've got great skin. And I used to have quite bad like acne, hormonal acne. So I'd spend all my money on foundation and then buy cheap as shit lipstick. But my skin was glowing. And I think phone and laptop I have to prioritise because that's where I work. It's my office. Anyway, that is the longest other thing I've ever done. Normally it's you're giving the good anecdotes. And
maybe it's that whoever goes first just feels they've got free rein. And whoever goes second just holds their bandaged hand up to the camera and says, I got stung by a hornet. Guys, I got stung by a hornet today. And that hasn't happened to me, well, ever, actually. But I haven't been even stung by a bee or anything since I was a kid. When, Stevie, I know you won't like this, one flew in my mouth.
Holy shit! Why have you never said... Oh, because you didn't want to hurt me.
I was protecting you, and then I thought I'd reel it to you live on a recorded medium.
I can't even imagine what that was like.
It flew in my mouth. I was eating some ice cream in it with a spoon, and it, as I went in, it just went in.
Okay, that's a dream. That's a nightmare I've had.
I've lived it, and it was absolutely fine. But, guys, I picked up my jumper today off the ground where I'd left it. Yes, yes, in the middle of the grass, and there was a hornet inside it. But I have put it in cold water, then I put germaline on, the special antiseptic thing for insects, and then I've bandaged it up, so...
And then what's up to everyone saying, I've been stung by a hornet, and I want you to know I'm very, very brave.
I use the phrase tremendously brave. Tremendously brave. I WhatsApped a number of people just to let everyone know that I'm being extraordinarily brave about this whole situation. This is the thing about being in lockdown, is there aren't enough people to show, you know, being stung by a hornet. So I'm telling everyone now.
Back to how to revive your dead friendship.
I'm going to stop that. It's just a friendship that's gone off the boil a bit. And I think we've all got one.
A thought that I had a lot of my life is that I often would feel that I was prone to sort of thinking, well, they don't WhatsApp me to hang out. So, you know, but then I wasn't WhatsApping them either. The one thing stopping you from reaching out to somebody is often that, well, they're not reaching out to me and we haven't spoken and they haven't spoken to me. And then you have to realise that if you're not speaking to them either, one of you is going to have to do it. Like, because the other person is just thinking the same about you. So, but if you really feel that there's something there, then it's good you be the one to go forward. But I read a thing on the magazine, The Cut, about how important it is to... remember, actually, they said do a post-mortem on your friendship. I was like, why is it also such like death imagery? Is that if you've had a friendship and it, for whatever reason, has gone off the boil, and we've all got them for various reasons, and you want to reinvigorate it, make sure that you're not just reinvigorating it for the sake of it, and make sure that you're doing it for the right reasons. Just like there is a reason that you want to restart the friendship, there's a reason that it went off the boil. So if it went off the boil for reasons like, you know, if it's a personal thing, if you really struggle with an element of their personality, or they made you feel a certain way over and over again so you couldn't cope with it, well, that what means that they're, what makes them unlikely to do that again? Like, you know, so you have to kind of see whether it's something that you would want to start up again, or whether you're just a bit like, oh, I'm friends with that person, I want to be friends with them again. And make sure that you're restarting it for the right reasons, not just because you kind of quite fancy it. Because friendships, especially as you get older, they you have to put a lot of time and effort into them. And there's no point in, we've said it before and we'll say it again, there's absolutely no point in surrounding yourself with people that don't make you just go, oh yeah, it's this person. If they make you feel weird or odd, even if that's your fault, even if it's coming from you, there's no point. Like, that's not good for either of you. So make sure that you're, you know, that you write down a list or thinking in your head, you know that when you start this friendship again, it's not just going to bring up all the old wounds that you used to have, you know?
Yeah, I think if you're looking at the ashy remains of several friendships, some of them are just time and distance and things. Nobody's at fault. And sometimes when you think, oh, why did we stop hanging out so much? You'll be like, if once you do your post-mortem, you will be like, oh, yeah, I remember. And sometimes it is okay to let those fires go. And exactly what Stevie's saying, that if you're it's so easy for us all to be like, well, no one's invited me. Well, no one invited me to this thing. And you're like, well, did you invite anybody to your thing? Like, it's not all on somebody else. You aren't a passive character in this story. You have to be the active character.
When I had my 30th birthday, I wasn't very well at the time. And I was a bit like more anxious. And I hate organizing parties. So I basically just invited like my very, very close friends from uni. And that was it. I didn't invite people from my journalism thing, because at that point I was like more of a journalist, and I didn't invite anyone from like comedy, and I didn't invite anyone from home. And there was an Instagram that was put up or something, or I think I probably put it up about like, oh, my 30th or whatever. And what I didn't realise, completely fair enough, like some of my friends were really hurt. Really, like, so then I had to go on the WhatsApp, but I was happy to do it. Like, went on WhatsApp groups, various WhatsApp groups from people who weren't invited, just fully explaining, like, I couldn't cope with the thought of friendship groups mixing. And I couldn't, you know, like, create more parties. So I'm so sorry. And it was no reflection on you or whatever. And that was fine. But then afterwards, lots of people were like, oh, yeah, we sort of felt a little bit like, oh, well, I guess Stevie doesn't really want to be off. Not like, I guess Stevie doesn't want to be a friend anymore. But like that, it, to that effect. Mm. Yes. And also, if a lot of people do break up with friends or do kind of, I suppose it's called a breakup, why not, about over things like that, not inviting someone to their wedding, not inviting someone to their party. And there's often a reason for that. And you have to, like, before you're just going to go, like, fuck you, you have to find, you know, ask them, because they might be like, they couldn't afford it, or they felt embarrassed, or they didn't want to, you know. So those things, the reason that you broke up in the first place may not be what you thought it was.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tip number one is it's on you to do the reaching out. Don't think it's on the other person. It's on you. You're both in the same boat. That's number one. Number two is be prepared to be really honest with each other when, you know, someone says, oh, hey, why didn't you invite me to that thing? Or, you know, why did we have a bit of a breakup? And don't start the conversation with that, why are we broken up? Begin with your own apology of like, I'm really sorry that we haven't hang out as much. This is why it is from my end. These are my things that I'm apologizing for and bringing to the table, rather than saying like, why don't we hang out anymore? It's because you XYZ, or why didn't you invite me to this, or why? Be like, hey, I'm doing my 50% of this friendship.
Yeah. And also there are friendships as well that you may have felt slighted by something, but you never told the other person. And then it just kind of disappeared. And then years later, you have to kind of ask yourself, is it necessary, like, to come back and be like, by the way, in 2009, you didn't invite me to your birthday party, and that's why we weren't friends? Or is it nice to just be like, hey, we haven't hung out in ages. Do you want to go and grab a drink? Or do you want to... And then, of course, if they avoid you and they don't want it, fine. There's obviously something going on there. But you have to, like, weigh up whether this is an instance where you go in with your, like, let's talk about the thing that broke us up. Or we're able, you know, it's a long time ago. We've moved past it. And I think there's, like, it's very hard to decide which one is which and, like, what is just sort of unnecessarily digging up old bones and what is, like, preserving and presenting the bones in a museum will be appreciated.
I think you cannot present the bones in the museum unless you've dug them up and washed them off. So I would always to the side of lancing that boil, dig up that grave. Let's, you know, let's hang out the stuff, because that friendship can't move on if everybody is dancing around a burial ground.
You're so right. You're so right. And this is, yeah, I'll just be dancing on those burial grounds. Damn it. Yeah.
You'll just be like, this is fine. This is absolutely fine. Nobody mentioned it. But I say that I probably maybe need to do a little bit more not mentioning it. And you might do a bit more digging up
old bones. What would you say? This is a specific thing. Well, it's not really specific, but I'm just interested. What would you say if like a friendship had gone both ways because one person did some, you know, like, oh, you've hurt me or whatever, and it's sort of been awkward or whatever, would you then say that the person who wants to reconnect, should they say all that again? Or is it like, do you then, is it just dead?
So one person, A, has hurt B.
Yeah.
And not? B, but then B wants to be friends again.
Yeah.
Has A apologised at any point?
Not really.
Fuck him.
That's good. Just trying to get the all the different A and B situations out there.
I think if they've hurt you, but you do really value their friendship, I think that's a good one for you, or what you said at the beginning of being like, do you actually want to be friends with them? You know, if they've hurt you, they've not apologised, but you're like, oh, I should restart that friendship. It's like, oh, wait, they were horrible to me.
Yeah.
If you feel that there's maybe both parties didn't do good stuff and you were both in a difficult point in your lives and you both know that you were irrational, but for reasons, then I think it's okay to, yeah, I think you have to. Otherwise, you're just always, it'll always be the elephant in the room and you've just got to address the elephant.
You're carrying the ghost of this dead friendship around.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is about relationships, but a friend of mine, there was a cheating issue and they got back together. And her position was that they would never mention it again. And I was like, that is an absolute recipe for disaster.
Because good luck with that.
Good luck, friends. And lo, of course, it exploded about a year later because I was like, every time you have a row, every time they do something, every time they in any way upset you, the very first thing out of your mouth, at the front of your mind is always going to be this unspoken thing. And you'll both just be dwelling and festering on it and not mention it, just tiptoeing around the elephant. You've got to lance that shit. You've got to talk about it.
Yes, otherwise it just builds up and builds up.
It builds up and builds up. And that friendship, you can't build a friendship on that. So yeah, hang all that dirty laundry out. Get it all out there. And you'll be so surprised if you don't go for this, like, when we talked about this before about like listening and having difficult conversations and all of these sort of things, that we don't go in and be like, why were you such a bitch? But you don't say, were you a bitch because you were... You were a bitch because you had lost your job. And like, don't guess. Just be like...
Okay, it feels like that's something that you've done. Were you a bitch because your boyfriend cheated on you? Oh, you didn't know that. Okay.
I don't think I even said why. I think I was like, listen, we all know you're being a horrible bitch because you've lost your job or whatever. But like, it's not your job to be the psychoanalyst. It's your job to say, hey, like, why do you think you were so sad during that time? Or like, why do you think you know, to let somebody answer their question in their own way without saying, look, we know it was because of this. Then the other person is like, fuck off. So let people, you know, let people talk about it in their own way. And then there is literally nothing better in the world than when you raise something with somebody and they say, oh, I'm really sorry I'm doing that. It's because of this reason. And it's a reason you had no idea about. You would never have thought it. It's nothing to do with you. It's so separate. And then you're like, oh my God, okay. I'm really sorry. I didn't know that. And then we can all, you know.
It's very rare that the thing you think it is what it is. Like, people are very complex. And
people are,
you tend to center yourself in all of the narrative.
Exactly.
So like, I guess it's because she hates me. And you're like, well, it's very rarely because she hates you. It's often a plethora of things.
I was just thinking about a terrible party I went to where I found the hostess crying in the kitchen because of some chicken goujons.
Oh.
sorry. Completely unrelated. I mean, it's not unrelated. It is about this. But she was crying about the chicken goujons and she said, and she really meant the chicken goujons, I've really upset character A because I ruined the chicken goujons. That truth to her was so real. And I was like, I don't know either of you. And I'm completely confident it's not about these chicken goujons. And then didn't know anyone at a party, just like happily playing psychotherapy in the kitchen, being like, okay, let's all talk about our problems. But it was obviously nothing to do with that. But she really thought it was. And she would have carried that with her forever. So you gotta, get the stuff out.
It's not the chicken goujons.
Guys, it's not the chicken goujons.
With friends that there's not been a falling out. You just have, like, circumstances have changed and you just... You know, you might live in different places. You might live in different places in you emotionally. Like, maybe the classic is that, like, you're a single lady about town and they are with their husband and their three babies outside on the outskirts of town. And so that's a classic one. So friends like that, where you're like, oh, we no longer play hockey together. What are we going to talk about? When you haven't seen them for years and years and years. A nice thing that I saw is that, like, don't go into it expecting it to be exactly the same as it always was. Go into it sort of expecting to kind of like trying to get to know them for the first, almost like you're trying to get to know them for the first time again, because, like, obviously, you know, don't just pretend you don't know them. But I mean, like, you know, do all the kind of like, oh, I've really missed you, it's really great to catch up again, all of that. But then approach it in a way that is, you know, don't go into it with any preconceptions about the person that you're trying to reconnect with, and don't just kind of presume anything, and ask questions, and really do reacquaint yourself with them, rather than just being like, well, we just like that we used to be, like, because it might take a bit of time as well.
And I think when you you said, let's say you've reached out, you've done the thing, you've maybe even hashed out some of the old issues and you're ready to start your friendship again. I would say meet up for the first time on some neutral ground, not at either of your houses, and at somewhere new or doing a new activity or something. Because if you go to, like, there's something very tragic about going to, like, oh, your favorite old place or this thing that we used to do, because you're not those people anymore. And you, and maybe it'll be a wonderful trip down memory lane, but maybe it'll just be like, oh gosh, both of our lives have really gone in different directions since we shared it here. So let's take these two people who are different people now, but can still be friends, and let's start this friendship again, you know, somewhere else, in a in a new restaurant, in a new bar, doing a new activity, learning a new sport or skill, or, you know, start it again. So I think you obviously got so much shared history that you can draw on anything to, like, start the conversation rolling. But then don't just rely on those memories, because then you're just sort of too people who haven't got a present, you only have a past.
Yeah, I think that's a really good, you're not trapped by the fact that you knew them 10 years ago. Like, you still have things to say, you can still, like, you know, also have a look at, we've got some episodes on, like, small talk and things like that, and, like, how important it is just to ask questions. So if you're feeling nervous or socially anxious, just ask some questions, be really interested in their life, and people will really appreciate you for doing that, and you'll get it back, and then Hey presto,
you're off. And I think be open to both. If you're both not in a position where you're able to laugh about how it might be awkward to start this up again, maybe that's the message to be like, this friendship, it's okay. It had its time. So, like, I think you've got to be, we used to go, my school friends who are all still very close, I think due to the work of several members of the group who are just absolutely committed to this.
You know, I love those people.
Which God is so, God bless those people. Because if it was me, I would never see a soul. Once I've left the room, I'll never see you again. When we were at school, a friend of ours used to have this, like, an old shack, but, like, a very, very old farmhouse with an outdoor toilet and everything in the south of France. And we first went there when we were 15, and we would go for a week in the summer holidays, and we did it every year in the summer. And then when we first could start to drive, we could drive ourselves there. And it was like, so many memories are, like, about this. But incidentally, all girls, we're very uncool. Nobody had any male friends. And then we went the right after we left school. That was our last time. Then we didn't go while we were at university. The girl whose old farmhouse it is let friends from university come. Everyone was very upset about that. And then we went in, like, then we went after we'd all graduated, but there was a real tension, and that, and also people were in that terrible place where, like, everyone just graduated, everyone had sharp elbows, you know, everyone was, like, really like, you know, you couldn't really ask, like, what are you doing? Someone's like, what are you doing?
nothing,
maybe do an internship or something sharp. Like, people were so fragile. We went on this trip, everybody had privately thought to themselves, like, what if we aren't that good friends anymore? Like, we all went to different universities, we've had different things, and we got in the car, and my friend Sally just got in the car and then honestly closed the door and went, what if we're not friends anymore? I'm like, what if, guys, everyone been thinking about what if this is so awkward, we're just not friends? And then it meant that everyone could talk about it a bit, and then we were and then there was, like, silence in the car for such a while, and then Phoebe, who was driving, just turned around and went, has anyone had a Twix recently? And it was like, and she meant it so sincerely. She was just trying to make small talk. But it meant everyone could laugh, and we could all, like, admit that we had all been worried about this, and what if we didn't have any memories anymore, and blah, blah, blah. And then we could build the friendship again, you know?
Yeah.
We could get through it. But it does take that, someone being brave enough to admit, like, what if this?
Yeah.
What if we're not friends? And just trust that your friendship will survive it, because you are good friends.
Absolutely. And on the flip side of that, like, you might reconnect with them and you might not be friends anymore.
Exactly.
It might be really hard, and then that's really sad, and it's always sad when someone that you used to know really well, it's just not the same. And I think that is something that I've come across quite a lot with friends of mine talking to me about other friends, and also myself reconciling the fact that throughout my life, there are definitely people that have meant different things to me at different stages and now just don't mean that thing anymore. But I still see them at parties and we still, like, have a nice time. But maybe I, like, wouldn't go for dinner with them one-on-one anymore like I used to, just because we're not in that place anymore. We don't know each other as well and we've moved away, or sometimes it just doesn't feel right anymore. And that's so fine. I've got a friend who used to be used to work in a job with someone who's, like, basically a pair, and they used to live together as well. And then, like, they basically, like, they're still friends, but they used to be inseparable. And that was really hard for my friend to deal with that, because she was like, well, like, what does this mean if we're not going to be all like together all the time? And you're like, well, that just means you're still friends. Like, it's okay. Like, you can have different sorts of friends. And I always see friendship groups as being this like ever changing, like categorizing, where it's like, okay, well, they are a lot closer than they used to be, and now they've sort of like moved away again, and that's fine. Or they're, you know, they're into different things now. Like, I had a lot of friends that like suddenly got really into like partying and drugs at one point, and I was like, okay, well, I can't be with you at this point, but then they come out the other side and you're still there, and then you maybe have a slightly different relationship, but it's like still nice. Like, it doesn't have to be the same all the time, but it's lovely that you have a group of friends that have remained so close, because those names come up again and again when you're talking about your friends, and that's really lovely. And I think a lot of people wish that all friends could be like that, and it's just not the case sometimes, and that's okay, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I mean, don't think it's all just for anyone listening who's like, oh my God, I haven't got a single friend from school. It's not always roses. I remember leaving a party once and saying out loud to the air, I think I hate all my friends, you know, so like, I think I hate everyone. So, you know, there's definitely been, I think it's just nice. It's that sort of Baz Luhrmann quote of like, the older you get, the more you'll need people you knew when you were young, or who knew you when you were young. And you think like, oh yeah, it's just nice to have somebody who's there to like laugh about what you were like as a teenager. And yeah, it's exactly what you're saying, that like people just move on, and there will be other friends for you, and there will be other different people, and like, you know, it will all be okay. But trust that the one that you're thinking of when you heard that this podcast title was Restart a Friendship, the friend that popped into your mind is the one worth fighting for.
Yeah, definitely. And if you know, it's they don't feel like you're worth fighting for, or they're not interested in rekindling that as well, then look, it's
that's okay.
Like a relationship, that doesn't reflect badly on you. It's just, that's just one person, and then you have to start looking at the friends that you do have, which I often will focus on the people who I feel like don't really want to be my friend, rather than the great friends I have. And then I'm
absolutely
like, why am I putting my energy into trying to make this person like me when I can just like go and hang out with some people that I laugh loads with and it's really easy? So like, I think you have to, yeah, it's like a slightly lesser hurt than a relationship, but I think it's exactly the same hurt as a relationship.
Yeah, it's absolutely the same hurt as a relationship. We just don't have a name for it because we're not supposed to take it as seriously, but it's 100% there. And it's not just the losing of a person, it's also a losing of a particular time in your life, and like, and just, you'll realize how many people you need in your life who are really, really up to date on the storyline.
Oh,
like,
God,
who
massively.
Just, I remember texting a friend once and saying, the apple was in my shoe, and that like, no, I couldn't possibly have told anybody else because I'd have to explain so much like backstory, and it isn't even a very interesting story. But if you've lived it right up until that moment,
you just need to, like, a few times. I always feel like when you are reconnecting with a friend, you need at least like 3 or 4 or 5 times of seeing them on the bounce, so that they, like,
exactly,
great way of putting it, so they get brought up to date with your storyline.
Yeah,
they're on season 1 and you're on season 4,
and there's so much going on.
You've got to catch them up with the plot.
You solved a murder in season 3. Like, there's so much going on. Exactly. So you don't punish another person for not being up to date with the where the plot is, and because it will make you feel like, fuck it, forget it. But yeah, you can get there, and it is worth it to have people with you. Just to finish on a couple of just if you're thinking, okay, I'm gonna do it, just like some good ways in for that person, and exactly like what you're saying, Stevie, of like, there needs to be a few times on the bounce. So don't think like one dinner or one thing is gonna be like, I'm done, that's it, we're back in. Like, expect the first couple to be like tentative.
Hello.
But yeah, just send them a WhatsApp. They can all be casual. You could even mention this podcast and say, I just listened to this podcast about starting up a friendship, and you're the person I really want to reconnect with. A friend of mine, last New Year's, I got a text saying, Happy New Year. My New Year's resolution was to hang out with Tessa more. And I was like, oh, puff, puff, puff.
Sorry, Tessa says puff, puff, puff when she's feeling happy. I just think it's like very, it's not a common thing. So I just,
it's a chicken. It's a chicken. Oh God, have you never seen, guys? Well, let me tell you how a happy chicken moves. They like, poof, they puff up all their feathers and they go, oh, puff, puff, puff. And it makes you like a really proud chicken.
Oh, I thought it was just like puffing your chest out, which it is.
It's
very specifically a chicken.
When they've laid an egg, they go, they're very funny. They make all their feathers really big, and they just do this very funny, like, oh, puff, puff, puff. Sorry, I didn't explain that, guys. I thought it was completely obvious.
I apologize. I just thought I'd dive in, and I'm glad that I did. Like,
see, turns out you got to ask the questions. Turns out it wasn't what you thought.
Who doesn't want to receive a WhatsApp, even from someone who they thought, you know, the friendship was fully dead, being especially those people being like, oh, I just thought it'd be really nice to chat. Like, it's just so nice to get that. And being like, saying that you're someone's New Year's resolution, I've definitely done that, because I made like a list of people this year, and that didn't go well because then I couldn't leave the house. But like, being like, these five people I did not see enough last year, and I'm going to make a distinct effort. And then, I WhatsApp them being like, you're my person, I'm going to make an effort with, and just so you know, I'm coming at you. And it's funny and it's nice, and it makes people feel, everyone just wants to be liked, unfortunately. That's all we want. And so it makes people feel good, even if they weren't expecting it, even if, like, it's so nice. So, yeah.
A thing that you saw that you thought, I saw this and I thought of you. Like, there used to be that beautiful Royal Mail advert. Do you remember that?
No.
Oh, when we were at school, maybe, there was a Royal Mail advert. It was called I Saw This and Thought of You. And it was just people seeing, like, a funny stone or a little thing or something and putting it in the post to send to somebody.
Aww.
Or like, some guy had a wobbly table and... So, oh, and then God. Always they ended with the person who received the mail just looking like, oh, wow, puff, puff, puff. I feel amazing that somebody knew this plot hole that I had in my storyline, and they sent me a little something to talk about it. And so, like, think how amazing you would feel, and then just be that amazing thing for somebody else. So, like, send them some post, send them do the I saw this and thought of you. I just saw this, or like, I saw on your Instagram you were doing this. It's amazing. Let's, you know, would love to see
I'm
you.
In town. I'm in town later.
I'm
on.
In town. Let's hook up. Yeah. Yes. No. Don't bring that energy. But the motif is similar. The motif and sentiments the techniques are the sentiments yes. are there.
Please
so,
do.
Yeah. Find a reason to reach out. Doesn't have to be a cool reason. Don't apologize for it. Come in confident and strong. Be prepared to dig up some old bones, wash them off, and discuss them. And believe in your heart that the end result will be really positive, and maybe not what you thought it was going to be. And it will feel so good to move on and to be able to be like, the elephant, we've put the elephant outside to roam yes. free rather than dragging him between us.
And even if the friendship doesn't work, or they're not as they don't come back with anything particularly positive or whatever, well, look, you've still put that elephant out. You've still dug the bones out. You can send them off to the museum.
Exactly. Exactly right, Stevie. Okay, put those museums in the elephant. Put those elephants in the museum. It's not a waste. You still dug those bones up. You still got over it. You still clean them off, put them in the sarcophagus. Perfect.
And now you know. It's just an example.
And now you know. Even if it doesn't work out, you're in a better position than you are right now, where you're still dwelling on something that didn't work out, or you don't know what happened, or you aren't friends with this person. And even if it doesn't, at least you tried and you gave it a go and you...
Definitely. You know. Great. Yeah. Well, if that helped, and if you were inspired to reconnect with a friend and you become like great mates, oh my God, please tweet us at Nobody Panic Pod. Love that. Or email us. Now, I want to really apologize because I went into the email and I found some emails that were from quite a while ago and I haven't replied, and I'm so sorry, but I have read them and I will reply, and I'm really sorry. And we do read them because some of you send such lovely emails. And then when I read them 4 weeks later, I'm like, oh God, if I'd have said that and then they just hadn't replied, I'd feel like such a wally. But please don't. And then tweet us as well at Stevie M. The S is a 5. That's me on Instagram and Twitter.
At Tessa Coates, my short-lived gluten-free blog.
Didn't work out. And then also, if you like the podcast, I just thought, I never say this, why don't you give us a review? Leave us a review. Leave us a rating. And I hope you guys have a lovely, lovely week. We'll be back next week with more how-tos. I've never said that before.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But this one is coming. This one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.